There is a famous parable. Once a man was traveling. Accidentally, he entered paradise. In the Indian concept of paradise, there are wish-fulfilling trees there, kalpatarus. You just sit underneath them, desire anything, and immediately it is fulfilled. There is no gap between the desire and its fulfillment. There is no gap between thought and thing. You think and immediately it becomes a thing. The thought realizes automatically. These kalpatarus are nothing but symbolic for the mind. Mind is creative, creative with his thoughts. The man was tired, so he fell asleep under a kalpataru, a wish-fulfilling tree. When he woke up, he was feeling very hungry. So he simply said, "I am feeling so hungry. I wish if I could get some food from somewhere." And immediately food appears out of nowhere, just floating in the air. Delicious food. He was so hungry that he didn't pay much attention from where it has happened. When you are hungry, you are not philosophic. He immediately started eating, and the food was so delicious that he was caught in the food. Once his hunger was gone, he looked around. Now he was feeling very satisfied. Another thought arose in him, if I could get something to drink. And there is still no prohibition in paradise. Immediately, precious wine appears. Drinking the wine, relaxedly, in the cool breeze of paradise under the shade of the tree, he started wondering. What is the matter? What is happening? Have I fallen in a dream? Or some ghosts are around and playing tricks with me? And ghosts appear. And they were ferocious, horrible, nauseating. And he started trembling. And a thought arose in him. Now I am sure to be killed. These people are going to kill me. And he was killed. This parable is an ancient parable of immense significance. It portrays your whole life. Your mind is the wish-fulfilling tree, kalpataru. Whatsoever you think, sooner or later, it is fulfilled. Sometimes the gap is such that you have completely forgotten that you had desired it in the first place. Sometimes the gap is of years or sometimes of lives. So you can't connect the source. But if you watch deeply, you will find all your thoughts are creating you. And your life. They create your hell, they create your heaven. They create your misery, they create your joy. They create the negative, they create the positive. Both are illusory. The pain and pleasure, the sweet dream and the nightmare, both are illusory. What is meant by calling these things illusory? The only meaning is that they are your creation. You are creating a magic world around yourself. That is what is meant by the word Maya. Everybody here is a magician. And everybody is spinning and weaving a magic world around himself. and then is caught. The spider itself is caught in its own web. There is nobody torturing you except yourself. There is nobody except yourself. Your whole life is your work, your creation.